Jack Tidball. For excellent content.
Tidbits Pod, hooray!
Morning, guys. Drink that in. It is crazily foggy today. Like, I'm out in the field and you can barely see even halfway over. And yeah, no, it's really, really nice. But yeah, for the culturally destitute amongst you, that was, of course, a little snazzed rendition of the theme to popular Australian soap opera Home and Away, a show that, according to Wikipedia, followed the lives and loves of the residents of Summer Bay, a fictional seaside town. Lovely. Well, we've all seen it, but for the Home and Away connoisseurs amongst you, I reckon that rendition was sort of closest to the theme in the Shannon Reid era, mid-90s, Isla Fisher. What a bloody ledge. Yeah, a little fun fact about Isla Fisher. She was actually born in Oman. That's fun, isn't it? Didn't move to Australia till she was 6. There's a little tidbit there. And well, that's probably the first actual tidbit on the Tidbits Pod. 10 episodes in. you can't say it hasn't been long overdue, but yeah, tell your mates. Yeah, this is episode 10, and what the bloody hell should we talk about? Like, we've got no emails in the inbox, so we're just kind of treading water for the time being. Our pal PTM's got a new track out, The Way I Feel. That's on Spotify and the like, and you know, buy that where you can. I say it every time, but I reckon this one is my new favourite of his. And yeah, well done, Moosey, mate. Keep getting better. And I'm looking forward to the big things lined up for 2021. Very excited. What else is good? Earth to Joy is a really good podcast. Get that in your lives. It's all about sort of living better and simple tips you can do to help save the planet and all that good stuff. The latest one, which at the time of recording is episode 3, it just did this nice little breathing exercise thing in the middle. Yeah, it's just it's got a nice relaxing voice as well, so it's a good one to have on your sleep playlist kind of thing. But obviously after you've listened once through properly, yeah, just pop it on there. You'll have a nice time. Yeah, once we're on the sort of train of recommending podcasts, no doubt you've heard it already, but I've only just jumped on the bandwagon of the Poppy Hillstead Has Entered the Chat podcast. So it's Poppy from Gossip Mongers, but she's got her own podcast, and yeah, it's so good. She goes into chat rooms, like sex chat rooms and sci-fi chat rooms and fucking, you know, those are weird places on the internet, and she speaks to these weirdos, and then she acts out, like, she gets the chats and then acts them out later on with her chums, and it's God, it's amazing. It is really, really good. So yeah, Poppy Hillstead has entered the chat. Get that in your life. But yeah, has anyone else noticed recently the trend of people personifying 2020, like, just drop my chips on the floor, fuck off 2020, what else is going to happen this year, you bastard, bloody 2020, what else has it got planned for me, the fucker, cool, what an, just fucking, don't try and just lump all your bad shit together, or you're just going to make yourself sad, mate. But I'm not sure whether or not I'm actually against it, but I mean, not against 2020 or whatever, but I mean, the weird kind of personifying thing, it's a bit strange for me, but it's like when people they give the present day a sort of moral value, as if there isn't as if it's like all a big script or something. Like, it doesn't matter what year it is, they'll sort of go like, come on guys, it's 2019, why are you still debating whether it's appropriate to just wear leggings in 2019? You know, don't body shame me for showing my cock in public, yeah? Yeah? Think about it, yeah? Like, come on guys, why are you still looking for Joseph Kony? It's 2013, come on. Got to be looking for someone else now. Ah, dear, just leave me alone with that claptrap. It's yeah, I think the last year that people sort of hated, like 2020, was 2016. Cast your mind back. That was a mad one, wasn't it? Like, lots of deaths of well-known people and some batshit politics. David Cameron, what a grim human. Like, people have forgotten about him already, haven't they? So, but yeah, 2012, that was meant to be the real bad one. Wasn't it, like Nostradamus and the apocalypse and all that? Or actually, wasn't it the Mayans? Whatever. I mean, all those shenanigans in 2012, like loads of. Did inspire loads of bastard sort of pop songs about it, though, about the world ending. I mean, all in sort of Lloyd's bar, in check shirts, like t-shirts underneath, rascal sort of fringes. Oh, everyone looked good back then, but like they're all kind of just dancing on. Yeah, we're gonna party like it's the end of the world tonight. Yeah, it's 2012 tonight. So grab a girl and fucking party like you're gonna die in the apocalypse. Yeah. Oh, we're gonna party like, yeah, like it's the end of the world. We're gonna party like it's 2012, girl. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's all basically that, wasn't it? Like, the world's ending, so let's bang a guy that can dance, and let's put Nicki Minaj in there as well. She was sort of cropping around sort of 2010 to 2012-ish, wasn't it? Just loving those apocalypse chats, but it's quite a nice little genre to carve out, actually, the apocalyptic bang in the club. Smashes. Oh dear. I mean, do you remember when songs used to, they had the word down in it, but then they'd put an effect on the word down and it would go down. We're gonna clear the 10 o'clock down. It happens way more than you think. I'll try and think of some examples, but not now. You, the oh no, TikTok on the clock. What was that? Oh, today I'm gonna sing TikTok by Acacia. Oh, that's a pretty grim video. But yeah, that does it, doesn't it? But yeah, those are the days of dubstep. I mean, what the hell happened to dubstep? Actually, I think I'm gonna put my neck out here and say, I think I actually still like dubstep. Like, yeah. I remember, I mean, like, I used to sort of have it up in uni or whatever, and then I'd come back and compare notes with my mate Dino. We'd load up YouTube and try and mix together two different songs, like with the tabs open and like turning the volume up and down. And that was fucking class. Like, God, like Scream, Benga, Rusko. But it would always sort of loop back round to that MLK tune. Not MLK like Martin Luther King, it's like MLK or whatever. But you're like, when I look at you. If you know the song, you know the song. But yeah, that was, oh, it was a banger back in the day. Like, a place in Croydon called the Black Sheep Bar. In for the Kill, Scream's Let's Get Ravey remix. Holy shit. And then going more into like Pendulum and Prodigy and the, yeah, oh my god, they were good times. But I mean, this was a bit later, but do you remember that Magnetic Man tune called The Bug? Like, it started out with that weird sort of whispering, well, robotic lady, and it was like, I am the bug in your global community. Like, really weird little robot voice. And then there was the deep guy that came in after the guy robot, I assume. Assume agenda, never a nice thing. But when all of our minds collide, you will confide, everyone stays inside. Like, oh, that was a banger. That's probably quite relevant to lockdowns and stuff. Take evolution higher. Oh man, dubstep was the one. But yeah, I used to know all of that song, like all of the words. I'd sort of stand really close to the speakers, like in the, well, in Black Sheep Bar or wherever, and then I'd be lip syncing that whole thing, like doing a sort of semi crappy little robot dance and like sort of staring at people like I was possessed. Take evolution higher. And then like, I'd only sort of move, I'd have my feet sort of fixed to the floor, and then I'd only sort of move to get like a fresh pint of snake bite or to go for a piss, and then you go home hours later and genuinely sort of baffled why you hadn't pulled. I mean, what a ridiculous child. But I'm still the same. It's just a different venue, different times. But speaking of ridiculous children, I mean, to go alongside with this episode, I'm going to put up a picture on Twitter of me on a merry-go-round, if you can talk. I'll put it on Instagram as well, because I still don't know which one's better. But it's from 2003, and yeah, those are the days. That was handsome Jack Tibble back then, 2003. I mean, I was always the first to be picked for sports. I mean, if the sport is tug of war, but still picked first, and none the same. And what a little pleb I was back in the day, but simpler times. I'm just on this merry-go-round, and yeah, I think some people had sort of lost their virginities by then, and I am clearly just in the zone, man. That wasn't even on my mind. But to let me know that you've actually heard this, if you're listening now, get onto those, onto the Twitter or the Instagram, and comment, or like do the quote retweet thing, and just do like a bunch of flame emojis. Like, I want to know where you're from, so put like Scotland and then a load of flame emojis. And if you want to go the extra mile, just do a load of like where you're from and then a load of flame emojis and maybe some of the aubergine sort of eggplant ones. Eggplant, you know the ones. But yeah, that'd be good, sort of know where everyone is and who's involved in that. But I think that's a nice place for me to make like a shepherd and get the flock out of here. I think that's a Jay-Z lyric, isn't it? Like, he goes, is it on The Blueprint? He's like, call me a shepherd because I'm seeing pasture. It's nice. Well, I think that's in the same tune, so banging little tune, but he says, I'm packing heat like an oven door. That's why people give you the money, man. That's how you make the big bucks. But oh, that reminds me, actually, I was listening to some really, really early Jay-Z the other day. Like, you think Reasonable Doubt is his first work, but no, like, this is in 1990, and he's on an album called To Your Soul by Jazz O. So Jaz-O. Well, that's how it is on Spotify anyway. On YouTube, the guy comes up as The Jazz, but with one Z. Anyway, type Jazz O, The Originators, into Spotify and you'll get it. I mean, that's the song on the album that has Jay-Z on. And if you listen to that album through, like, if you don't have the tracks, it's the one that sort of sounds like a Wurlitzer. The beat sort of sounds like an old organ. Like, it's actually really good. But yeah, it's sort of young Jay-Z and then this guy Jazz-O, or The Jazz, sort of going back and forth. And yeah, it's a banger. Like, 1990, Jay-Z would have been 21. That would have made Beyonce 9. So look at him there in those videos and just think, yeah, that guy's wife at this moment in time is 9. Passage of time, eh? Obviously absolutely meaningless. They didn't marry then, but whatever. I was wrapping up, wasn't I? So yeah, send me a message, peeps. The email address, as you know, is tidbitspod@protonmail.com. On Twitter and stuff, it's all at Jack Tidball, JACKTIDBALL, or Julia Alpha Charlie Kilo Tango India Delta Bravo Alpha Lima Lima. Still got it. That's on the socials. Oh, God, I can't stand that. On the socials, yeah. Hate crime. But yeah, as always, it's been an absolute pleasure spending a little bit of time with you on this wacky, foggy morning. And yeah, please rate and give a 5-star review if you've had a nice time. Recommend to a friend. Maybe you'd like to support the show financially. You can do that. There's a link to do so down in the description. Anything you do, like even a share or some eggplant emojis, get those sent over. It's all appreciated, and you know, it helps grow the community and spread the word. And yeah, until next time, guys, have a lovely rest of the day. Catch you soon.